From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Hundreds of thousands of acres of scorched rangeland leave livestock ranchers with limited options for finding more feed for their animals. California wildfires have damaged both private and public rangelands, killed animals, and ruined fences, corrals, water systems, and other equipment. The president of the California Cattlemen's Association says the loss of rangeland may force some ranchers to sell off their animals early due to lack of feed. More than 45 years after they were first listed under the Endangered Species Act, the Trump administration announced Thursday gray wolves will be delisted. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says state and tribal wildlife agencies will now resume responsibility for sustainable management and protection of delisted gray wolves, while the U.S. Fish and Wildlife will monitor the wolves to ensure their continued success. Bernhardt says the final determination was based solely on the best scientific and commercial data available. The decision is expected to be challenged in court. In-person food and trade exhibitions have been rare in 2020 thanks to COVID-19, with many events being held virtually and others postponed until next year. But live food trade shows are returning to some Asian markets, including the recently completed Seoul China Food Exhibition held in Shanghai. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says they are currently preparing for two upcoming trade shows in Asia. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.